morning, good morning, good afternoon, or wherever you are in the world. That welcome to the Motivate Podcast Show. I'm your host, Rich Wall Street Williams at the Motivate Podcast Show. Man, we always say less, but we definitely believe for more. And I just want to thank everyone for logging in on this broadcast with this podcast show. The Motivate Podcast Show, it is really a platform where we cover different areas of life. We talk about finance. We talk about fitness. We talk about fellowship. We talk about relationships. We talk about real life issues that's based upon the eight pillars in life. And I want to continue a conversation that I've been having as it relates to it being a new year. It being a new year. Every year around this time, people say Happy New Year, right? It's a new year. It's a new celebration. But I want to put a different spin on this new year. Listen, here's the reality. The reality is this, is that there will not be a different new year without a different new you first. Happy New Year. So what's the thought? The thought is that if I don't change or improve a mindset, a way of thinking, a belief system, a set of values, right? If I don't start doing things differently, then the new year is going to look like the old year eventually. My new year is going to look like my old year eventually. So there's a responsibility that I have to curve, to change, to correct, etc. Whatever it is that I need to do as it relates to having a new year, because a new year starts with a new you, right? It starts with a new you. If you've been following along, last month I talked about sight versus vision. We don't see with our eyes, we see through our eyes. There's a difference between sight and vision. I was laying the foundation. Sight is physical, vision is internal. It's our imagination. It's the expansion of our dreams, visions, and desires. That's vision. And you take that sight vision conversation into a new year, and now the emphasis, the importance is, I got to be different first on the inside. Friend, if I'm not doing anything, if I'm not listening to new information, if I'm not seeking out new relationships, if I'm not putting myself in new and or different environments, here's what I know, is eventually the old year is going to creep into my new year. I personally believe, now this is just me, I personally believe that at December 31st, 2023, if I'm in the same place emotionally, if I'm in the same place spiritually, if I'm in the same place financially, if I'm in the same level in my career, then I personally have lived a year and I've wasted time. That's just me, right? So there's not really going to be a happy new year until we first start with taking a look at you. Michael Jackson said, I'm looking at the man in the mirror, right? Ooh, that was my Michael Jackson thing. So anyways, man, I'm having so much fun. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. I got some cheers. I got some laughing going on my side. So I'm ready to celebrate it, get a new start. I'm over the top, man. 2023, I'm over the top. But we got to start looking at, if I really want a new year, if I want my new year to be different, then there are things, friends, that you and I need to do that's different. I'm not saying throwing your old experience. I'm not saying throwing your friends away. That's simply not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is you need to enhance. You need to build on establishing different types of relationships. You need to have conversations in different rooms. Listen, the conversation in rooms that I've been in 2022 are good, and I'm not getting away from them, and I'm not eliminating them, but I'm seeking out other rooms, other conversations to have in 2023, because my desire is I need to grow. I need to become a better person. I heard Pastor Dwayne say, Pastor Dwayne is the assistant pastor at Spirit of Faith. First of all, I can't say Pastor Dwayne without saying Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike is the founder of Spirit of Faith Christian Center. Him and Dr. Didi. Oh, wait. I do got the claps, right? Don't I have the claps in there somewhere? Yeah, there we go. Give it up. Pastor Mike and Dr. Didi, they are the best pastors on this planet. Listen, if you're within a 300 or 400 mile radius of the DC metro area, we need to see you in the building. We got a Baltimore location, we have a Temple Hills, Maryland location, and we have a Brandywine location. Service at 8 a.m. in Temple Hills, services at 10 a.m. in Brandywine, Maryland, and 10 a.m. in Baltimore, Maryland. Shout out to Pastor Mike and Dr. Didi. But what I was starting to say is I heard Pastor Dwayne said that you got to get better on the inside. And when you get better on the inside, the people will make a demand for you to become bigger on the outside. When you get better on the inside, people will demand that you get bigger on the outside. Pastor Mike put it another way. He said, you got to hang with people that have your answers and get away from people that have your problems. So if I want this new year to be happy, if I want this new year to be fulfilled, to be sustaining, to see the growth and stability in my new year, friend, then here's what I need to do as I start. I need to start investigating the conversations that I've had in 2022. And then I got to start investigating and determining what type of conversation I need to have in 2023. Here's something that mental health experts have determined. Mental health experts have determined that we think somewhere in the neighborhood of 70,000 thoughts a day. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 70,000 thoughts. Think about this, friend. Every day, you and I think 70,000 thoughts a day. And here's the part that got my attention. Mental health experts and behavior specialists say that 90% of those thoughts are the same thought. You mean to tell me that I'm thinking 70,000 thoughts a day and 10% of those thoughts, I'm sorry, 90% of those thoughts are the same. 70,000 thoughts a day. 70,000 thoughts a day, 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts every day, right? So if you do the math on that, right? The math on that says that about 63,000 thoughts are the same, about 7,000 thoughts are different. Those are the thoughts I want to focus in on this year. What are 7,000 thoughts? I don't know what the 7 thoughts are. But these 7,000 thoughts are thoughts that are intentional. These 7,000 thoughts are thoughts. I hope you get the relationship that what I'm saying. My numbers may not be exact, but I want you to get the content of what I'm saying. Is there is a demand in 2023 for you and I to be very intentional as it relates to the way that we think. Here's what I understand and know, that we don't get what we want in life, we get what we expect in life. We do not get what we want in life, we get what we expect in life. So the question is, friend, what are you expecting for 2023? I want to have a new year. I want to be excited and embrace new relationships. I want to be excited and embrace new opportunities. I want to be in new rooms with different people having different types of conversations. You know, last night I went to Pastor Mike did a TAG meeting, and TAG is an acronym for Teach Another Guy. And a couple times a year, Pastor Mike carves out time for the men and it's straight talk. But by the way, if you want to see last night was the first time I think that we've streamed it live. So you go over to SOFCC TV YouTube channel and you can see the conversation. So it's real talk, straight talk to men, right? And so Pastor Mike has this TAG meeting. And one of the things that he talked about, and his topic was about the impact and the tragedy of fatherless homes in America. And what research shows that impact has or have on the development of children. But here's the point that I want to make about that is Pastor Mike said that he would love to have, and it was a couple hundred, I don't know, 100, 150, maybe two, I don't know how many were in the room. The place was packed, right? Pastor Mike said, you know, he would love to have we would love to come together and let's have a conversation on investments. Let's have conversations on the stock market. Let's have conversation on how we could put our money together and do different things and impact our communities, et cetera. But we're having a conversation about the fatherless issue in a country. And his whole point was, it would be nice to have different conversations. That's my point. That if I expect to have something differently, then friend, I need to have different conversations. I need to be intentional about the conversations that I have. I need to be intentional about the thoughts that I think. I need to be intentional. I have to investigate. Why do I say what I say? Why am I going the way that I go to work? I need to investigate that, right? I need to look at my behavior. I have to look at faith, with you know, faith and vision without corresponding action is dead. So if I want a new year, and faith without corresponding action is dead, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things. Now faith is the substance of things. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. That word evidence means conviction of things that I haven't even seen yet. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that I haven't even seen yet, right? But that faith, that conviction, that evidence, it has to be attached to something if there's going to be some level of manifestation. That vision that you have for your life, that vision that you have for 2023, it has to be attached to something. And that something that is attached to is our behavior. Being intentional, because friend, I'm telling you, there's not going to be your new year is going to look like your old year if you're not interested in doing anything different. Selah, wait, do I have crickets? I don't know if I have crickets on here. I don't think I have. Oh, wait, I got this. That's my new year thing. I got this soundboard that has programmable sound in it, and I'm excited about it. But this conversation isn't about me. This conversation is about you. This conversation is giving you the information so that you can make some smart choices. Giving you the information, sharing information with you so that your lifestyle is better. Giving you the information, think about this, it's selfish for me to live a good life and not share it. It's selfish for me to live a good life, and I'm living a good life, have a great job, great family, children. Life is good, but good can be the enemy of better when I let it. Good can be the enemy of better. See, why do good when better is available? Why do good? Rich, everything is good. My life is good. That's great. But do you see areas for it to be better? If the answer is yes, then you want to lean in on these conversations about the new year, new you. New year, new you. Here's another thought that I had as it relates to embracing this new year. You will only determine what you will become when you determine what you're willing to walk away from. You will only determine what you will become once you determine what you're willing to walk away from. This new year starts with a new you. And the new you starts with making some concrete decisions on what I need to walk away from. Now listen, this is not about your life is horrible and you need to change it. No, that's not what this conversation is about. And if that is the case, listen, we all have tough times. We all have challenging times. We all have high water, low water, and sometimes we have no water at all. But here's what I know, friend. Understand that you and I have the power within our hands to create a better and different life. Right? There's a scripture. I think I got the scripture. It's Proverbs 4:23, NIV version. This is above all else, Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, NIV version. Above all else, it says, guard your heart. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being intentional about the conversations, being intentional about the information that you and I entertain on a daily basis. Because the information that we entertain on a daily basis, what we look at, what we listen to, what we talk about, eventually it's going to be in our life. What we listen, what we look at, what we talk about, eventually it's going to be in our life. Whatever I hold in my heart, I'm going to hold in my hand. Does that make sense? So if I'm going to have a new you, If I'm going to have a new year, friend, it starts with a new you. Start asking yourself questions. Okay, what are some questions that I can ask myself? Question number one, how do I see myself? I hope you're taking notes. Someone told me long ago that money makers are note takers and leaders are readers. Now, speaking about reading, when was the last time you read a book? Let me just switch over and talk to my career professionals, my sales professionals, right? Because one of the things outside of this platform is I'm passionate about doing is that is I'm passionate about helping sales professionals, entrepreneurs, and small business owners take their businesses to the next level, right? As a sales professional, right? When was the last time I read a book about my area of expertise or my area of my vocation? Right. When was the last time I read a book about I'm in sales? So I should be reading a book on sales, reading information on sales, a minimum of once a month, maximum. You take it to whatever level. I should be reading. I should be looking at. I should be reviewing information as it relates to sales, business development. A minimum of once a month. I suggest you do it once a week. And if you want to take it to the next level, every day. Every day, listen to a podcast. Every day, a few minutes here. Every day, read a quote from here, there. Every day, look at, right? So these are things that we do, friends, so that we can take what we do to the next level. But there isn't going to be a new year on the level that I want it to be until I am making a decision that I'm going to investigate. I'm going to look into getting the information of being a new person. On the inside first. Question number one, how do I see myself? Question number two is how do I want to be seen? Are you with me? Question number three is how do other people see me? Question number four is what do I need to do, see, or read? In order to become the person that I want to be seen as. Let me give you these questions again, because this is going down the path of creating a new you. Your body automatically is renewing itself. Did you know that on a quantum physics level? On a quantum physics level, your body is renewing itself. Your cells regenerate. Your body regenerates cells. Every five or six weeks, literally on the inside, you're a new person. Quantum physically speaking, you don't understand this, that God made you a very unique specimen. Listen, understand this, friend. I'm telling you how unique you are. That the brain, if man was to produce a supercomputer, to do some of the things that you and I do with our brains, it would take a building the size of the Empire State Building to house that computer. It would take all the water that goes over the Niagara Falls a year. It would take all that water just to keep the computer cool. I'm talking about who you are. If we were to break you down chemically speaking, your body, your chemical worth of your body is in the hundreds of million category. This is just research that I've read about who I am just from a natural standpoint. 70,000 thoughts a day, 63,000 of them are automatic, 7,000 of them are intentional. I can create that. We think and we feel on a high level, right? Our bodies create enough electromagnetic energy that we can fuel a small city. Come on, man. We can provide electricity to us. I'm just talking about physically who we are, right? That's the natural perspective. So God has created us unique, and he's given us the ability to create. We procreate all the time. Man and woman come together. They produce a child, procreation. So you and I have the ability to create a different life. We have the ability to create a different you. You don't like the person you see in the mirror. You got to first look inside first. It's not everyone else. I remember Creflo Dollar telling a story years ago, and he was talking about the blessing, right? The Bible says the blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich and adds no sorrow, right? And he was talking about, he said, you got a friend that he comes to your house and your house burns. No, I mean, you got a friend and his house burns down. And then he moves into your house and your house burns down. And then he moves into another member's house and their house burns down. And then they move out and they go to another house and that house burned down. He said, it's safe to assume that is something on that person's life that's causing these things to happen to them, right? And so what's the point, Rich? The point, Rich, is that we can create tragedy, or we can create, I don't want to say we want to create tragedy. I don't want to say it like that. What I do want to say, we have the ability to create goodness in our life. Friend, you have the ability to create goodness in your life because you have value. You have value. So Happy New Year starts with a happy new me. I have to be comfortable with that man that's in the mirror, right? I have to be comfortable with who I'm looking at. I have to be comfortable with that person. Do I like what I see in the mirror? If the answer is no, then I can change it. But there won't be a better new year without there first being a better new you. You got to become better on the inside. And I'm telling you, friend, when you become better on the inside, then life will make a demand on the outside for you to grow bigger. When I become better on the inside, I have bigger and better relationships on the outside. When I become better on the inside financially, I have bigger and better financial opportunities on the outside, right? The Bible says that we reap what we sow. Whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he reaps. That's Galatians 6, verse 9, 8 or 9, I think it is. So if I'm going to have a new year, if I'm going to say Happy New Year, understand that with that Happy New Year, there has to be a new you. But let me give you these four questions before I wrap this up again. Question number one, how do I see myself? Question number two, how do other people see me? Question number three, how do I want to be seen? Question number four is, what do I have to see, read, or do in order to be seen as the person that I desire to be seen as? See, I desire to be seen as a man of integrity. I desire to be seen as a man that loves his wife, loves his family. I desire to be seen as a man that loves God, loves his church, loves his pastor. I desire to be seen as a man that's a great worker. He's a great co-worker at work, right? And so I had to investigate, how do I become the person that I want to be seen as? And part of that process was, I realized there were some thoughts that I was holding on to that was keeping me from getting to the next level. Let me give you one of the thoughts I had. I had a thought that I didn't deserve success. Can you imagine that? I'm pursuing success. I want the six-figure lifestyle. In my head, there's a tape running. There was a system. There was a program running in my head that prevented me from getting to the six-figure lifestyle. I would get close to six figures and something would happen. I would get close to six figures and something would happen. I would get close to six figures and the job would go away. I would get to six figures and get laid off. Then I said, you know what? I had to adjust my thermostat. I realized I'm a thermostat, not a thermometer. I control the temperature. And when I made those changes, when I start looking at what was standing in my way, when I start looking at the stories I was telling myself that was preventing me from having a loving relationship with my wife, when I look at the stories I was telling myself that was preventing me from having a successful career, when I start looking at the stories I was telling myself that was preventing me from serving in my church, I had to go to work and making some changes. And that's what I'm saying to you today. Happy New Year starts with a happy, hopefully, a happy, happy new you. I hope that's where it starts. Man, listen, I hope you enjoy this journey. I appreciate your time on the Motivate Podcast Show. Man, we always, always say less, but we definitely believe for more. I'll see you.